Hello, everybody. It is I, Game Boy Gamer, here with a brand new segment, Actually Good Game Reviews. So today on Actually Good Game Reviews, we're going to be reviewing my favorite game for Nintendo Switch. I know this is a really old game, but, like, it's one of my favorites. It used to be around on the PS3, and it came to PS4, and now it's on Nintendo Switch. This is my absolute favorite game. It is Ni No Kuni: Wrath of the White Witch. I have prepared a new save for everybody here. So already, it has this really great piece of art. Alright, I've played this game complete before. I have done all of it. All in easy mode, because I am a noob. So basically, playing on easy mode is for those who want to fully experience the game. It has it's made by Level 5 and Studio Ghibli. For those who don't know who Studio Ghibli is, it's this amazing Japanese company. It's literally the Disney of Japan. And this is literally my favorite game ever. So while I go through the intro parts, I am going to, explain what the game is about. Hold on, I gotta turn my volume down. So this game is all about, like, going to another world and taming little beasts. So what happens in this game is you start off by sneaking out of your house in the middle of the night. You have to go drive a makeshift car. And then your mom finds out about this, and she goes swimming to save you because the car crashed into the river. The mom's dead. Like, my hopes and dreams. They've all drowned in a river. Just kidding, the mom didn't drown in a river. She died from having a weak heart. So what happens in this game, so after the whole intro part, you go to the other world, and it's really hard to explain all of this in one episode, but, like, there's three kingdoms. There's the cat kingdom, the cow kingdom, and the pig kingdom. Because all of these things have to do with a specific type of animal. So, the main enemy of this game is called Shadar. Who's the big baddie that you're all looking up to face, but spoiler alert, I'm not giving any other spoilers, I've already given enough. I'll play the game for yourself if you want to know what happens. But basically, you go around, you get friends. You only get three different friends besides yourself. You get the monster taming girl, the thief, and the thief's brother, which is also a prince of the pig kingdom. I love this game for its proper Studio Ghibli animation cutscenes. Cutscenes, like, if you get this game, you got my 5-star review. You're like, oh my god, this game is a complete masterpiece to me. Studio Ghibli is one of my favorite favorite movie companies. They've made movies like My Neighbor Totoro, Ponyo, Spirited Away, Kiki's Delivery Service, stuff like that. Literally, this is my favorite Japanese animation company. Yeah, they even have little cutscenes that aren't probably Studio Ghibli animated, but they're still voiced. It's still, in the tutorial, you learn the basics about the game, move the left stick, they talk to people by pressing A when you get close to them. And you can't run, but later you're allowed to jump, but jumping doesn't really do much. You can't even jump platforms. It's not like a Mario jump, where, like, you can jump on blocks. No, in this game, it's like an actual RPG. Yeah, and I dare say, one of the best RPGs I've ever played. And I've played a lot of RPGs. Because I know my last podcast, I said, like, my favorite RPG is Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars. Whereas I meant that for Mario RPGs. Like the Mario and Luigi series and, Mario and the Legend of the Seven Stars. Like, the characters are really likable. There's a really good story. There's main quests, side quests. Anything you can imagine in here is in here. You want to live your dream of having a bat with underwear on your team? This game's got it. I'm literally not exaggerating here. You can have a bat wearing only underwear on your team. And of course, this is like Pokemon, where like, it can evolve. Or like, your like, little monster guys can evolve. But the main difference from Pokemon is one, it takes, every one of them needs an item to evolve. It all has to be the same item, like, so the little monsters, they're called familiars. You get familiars by beating them, by like, it's not like, not like Pokemon, we gotta throw your Pokeball. You have to actually get at other familiars than the ones you started off with. When you get to the Cow Kingdom. And only then you gotta do a bunch more quests, go through a really hard freaking trial of like the trial of friendship or whatever it's called. I'll try and get past all of that. That's like the hardest part. That's like the second hardest part of the entire game. First hardest part, I would say the stealth mission that's in the Pig Kingdom. There's only one stealth mission in the entire game, and I love it. I mean, I hate it, but it's a good one. Because you think there would be like one specific path to go to, but no, it's actually the opposite route. So if you want to live your dream of having a game where you can become Harry Potter, this is your game. Literally. You can say, you're a wizard, whatever the heck your name is. I don't know. I don't know who watches my podcasts. Yeah, the characters are likable, the story is really good. And besides, you haven't even made it into post-game yet before you get all the good stuff. The post-game I haven't gotten past yet, I shall say. God, some guy just killed me with a limo. I died. Just kidding, you can't die to speeding cars in this game. I wish. You could take like a more morbid turn of the game and just be like, I'm gonna run into the middle of the street! And just run off screen, you hear a car crash. And then you see a splatter of blood just come right out of the screen. And then just a meme just pops up like, main character is dead. Not saying I hate the main character, I'm saying it would be funny if that actually happened. And so like, so the familiars in this game, they're really adorable. They're like little midgets. Literally half of the entire familiar library is filled with little midgets. The off chance you see like a normal sized one, the very rare chance you see a large one. I can define the familiar sizes into three classes: small, medium, large. Basically all of them are in small. Some of them are in medium. One or two of them are in large. So anyway, that concludes my... This concludes my review of Ni No Kuni Wrath of the White Witch. So, yeah. Hope you all enjoyed. Wait, about me just telling you about my favorite game. So, that's it. Goodbye, everybody. Ready? Stay up to date on my latest podcast by watching my podcast and checking for episodes daily. I post almost daily. So, okay, that's it. See you later, everybody.